How much sleep should we get, and why aren't we getting it? Some ABCs of Z's in just a few minutes. First up today, Wall Street. Yesterday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed the day above 15,000. That's significant, but why? Well, for starters, it's never happened before. And that number, 15,000, comes from a complicated formula based on 30 stocks that are part of the Dow Jones Average. Higher number equals higher value for those stocks. Those companies represent a variety of industries. The Dow gives an idea of how the stock market is doing, and the stock market is one indicator of how the U.S. economy is doing. So, when the Dow reaches a new record, it means investors are feeling more positive, experts seeing this as a sign that the U.S. economy is improving. Next, President Obama welcomed South Korean President Park Geun-hye to the White House yesterday. This is her first visit to the United States as South Korea's leader. The countries have been allies for decades, and as part of that relationship, the two countries run joint military exercises every year. A major part of this year's exercises wrapped up last week. Something else the U.S. and South Korea have in common, both countries have a tense relationship with North Korea. That country recently made threats against South Korea and the U.S. The tension has calmed down a little bit, but North Korea gave a new warning this week about military drills happening off the west coast of the Korean Peninsula.
See if you can ID me. I'm a country that has one of the world's only communist governments. I'm the fourth largest nation in size, but I have the world's second largest economy. I'm first when it comes to population. I'm China, and I became the world's second largest economy in 2010.
China took over that number two economic ranking because its economy grew. It's something you hear U.S. politicians talk a lot about, economic growth. Usually it's considered a good thing. When a country's economy grows too much too quickly, there's a chance it can start supplying things that aren't in demand. Ivan Watson gives us one big example.
It's May Day, a national holiday here in China. And in this factory town, families have packed into this amusement park outside a big shopping mall, all taking advantage of the day off to have a good time. From the outside, this place looks like a festive boom town, but the view inside is very, very different. Take a look at this. This is the new South China Mall. When it opened more than 5 years ago, it was promoted as the world's largest shopping mall. But look at it today. The escalators are covered with sheets. The elevators aren't even working. And it is virtually deserted. A ghost mall, some people call it. There are almost no shops open in this entire place. In fact, it looks like there are very, very few retail tenants operating any businesses here at all. The ground is littered with garbage. And it smells like a lot of people have been using this place as a giant public bathroom.
It's here in this eerie urban landscape that we stumble across two Taiwanese businessmen who say the timing was bad for the new South China Mall.
You can't say just because you build it, it will work. You have to have enough demand first.
The businessmen say they're negotiating a deal to turn the failed shopping mall into an office park.
It's too early to say whether or not these Taiwanese businessmen will succeed in turning what was supposed to be a Venetian-inspired shopping experience into a profitable office center. But it's important to note, this is not the first ghost mall we've seen in China. These are perhaps an example of what happens when an economy tries to grow too big too fast. You're bound to get some pretty big mistakes along the way. Ivan Watson, CNN, Dongguan, in southern China.